In Chicago today, thousands of teachers are on strike across the city. It's a one-day strike to protest stalled contract negotiations and funding cuts that have hit Chicago's public schools. Chicago Teachers Union Vice President Jesse Sharkey told ABC 7 Chicago that Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner needs to act now and pass a state budget.
We have a funding crisis in the state. It's being driven by a governor who's making the choice not to pass a budget because he's trying to help out his billionaire friends. They have to pay their share. We need social services and we need public schools.
Chicago has the third largest school district in the country. Today's strike affects some 340,000 students. Becky Vivi is an education reporter with WBEZ. She joins us from Chicago. Becky, what do the teachers want?
So the teachers are protesting a couple of different things. As far as what's happening at the table, there are sort of two sticking points. One is teacher evaluations. This has been a hot topic all across the country. It was a topic during last year, the last round of negotiations, and it's still something teachers are concerned about. The other is, you know, the district. The Chicago School District has had a lot of financial challenges, and one of the things the district proposed was to eliminate the practice of picking up part of the teacher's pension contribution. That, teachers say, would amount to a 7% pay cut in take-home pay. So those were the two things sort of at the table that were really driving some of the stalled talks. But they're also concerned much more broadly about budget cuts across the whole state.
So tell us more about that and the impact on the teachers themselves. I mean, how are they feeling the impact of there being no budget?
Well, so there is a budget in Chicago Public Schools, but the state does not have a budget. And one of the things that happened when Chicago passed their school district budget last fall was that they left a $500 million hole, thinking that Springfield, the where the state legislature is, would come through and sort of help fill that hole. Well, they haven't. So it's caused the school district to then take a lot of middle-of-the-year actions. So they announced a couple weeks ago that they were going to do five furlough days, three of which would impact teachers. So teachers won't be paid. One was last Friday. Students were out of school last Friday as well. And they also did do some mid-year layoffs. Last fall, they also cut a lot of special education positions, which have typically been, you know, protected because of the legal ramifications there. So teachers are saying students are going without a lot of those services.
Right. So that would have a knock-on effect, of course, on the students. We're talking about 340,000 students that are being affected today. How has this budget situation affected them in the classroom?
Right. So we have heard from some teachers, you know, repeatedly at protests and again this morning on picket lines talking about things like there's not enough copy paper. They don't have ink in the printers to make copies for some of the materials they need. You have schools choosing between art and music, choosing between, frankly, having a second grade teacher and having a librarian. So when you're making those kinds of choices, it's getting to a point where, you know, these people are very dedicated inside of schools, and the parents will in some cases, parents can help pitch in. But it's getting to a point where in the classrooms, you're making choices that almost feel impossible.
All right. Thank you very much. Becky Vivi covers education for WBEZ in Chicago, where thousands of teachers are on a one-day strike today. Becky, thank you.
Thank you.